So CPR News in KRCC, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Xcel Energy plans for thousands of customers to be without power in northern Colorado today. The energy provider says it plans to cut power due to dangerous fire conditions, mainly in Larimer and Weld counties. The utility says it will start reassessing after 4 this afternoon when the high winds are expected to die down. However, that means many people may be left without electricity overnight. A second Colorado child has died from the flu this season. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The state's health department says the case was in a high school-aged child from outside the Denver metro area. Last month, an elementary school student from Metro Denver also died of flu. The pair of deaths are among 17 reported in the U.S. so far this season. The CDC says 9 out of 10 flu-related pediatric deaths happen in kids who are not fully vaccinated against it. A record number of people in the state were hospitalized with the flu in the week after Christmas. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says the future of Colorado's natural disaster response is in peril because of the Trump administration. He says the federal government denied 2 major disaster relief requests following last year's devastating wildfires and flooding.
And in the past, those have been routinely approved by the White House. And yet this time, because of them being denied, it'll interfere directly with our ability of our communities to recover from these devastating fires and floods.
The federal government has also tied the release of disaster relief funds to immigration-related requirements, including helping federal officials in conducting deportations, which is barred in Colorado. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and the Springs today, highs in the lower 40s with high fire danger in Denver.